Hey, welcome in here. We are. The debate has only been over for, I would have to say, less than about 7 minutes. The one comment I want to make before I turn it over to my two good friends and colleagues, Frieda Birnbaum, Dr. Birnbaum, and Jim McKinney, Lieutenant Colonel retired, is I watched the debate with one exception. It was my grandkid's birthday today, so I had to take about a 15-minute break at 6:45. I have to say that the vitriol that is being caused about Trump is absolutely amazing to me. I have a very intelligent friend who sent me a text that said, quote, "We should be very frightened of Trump's comments on voter oversight." I'm not sure I really understand that statement. But I want to turn it over to you guys here, and I want to say one thing that I personally don't think Joe Biden looked very good. Can somebody explain to me, were there actually storms in Iowa that killed hundreds of thousands of people? Vice President Biden said there were huge storms in Iowa that killed hundreds of thousands of people. I guess I was unaware of that. Anyway, Jimmy, ladies first. Frieda, what's your impression? I just want to go on the record as saying I think Trump looked a lot better, and I thought that he was a bit more polite than perhaps Biden was. Dr. Birnbaum, you're on.
Well, I guess that's me, but in reality, you know, before I even started watching it, my first thought was, and I mentioned this before, that the initial debate that started was between Kennedy and Nixon, if you remember that, Al. And Jimmy, I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
You're old enough. You look very young, by the way.
I didn't watch it, but I've heard about it.
Ah, there you go. Now I really feel old, but that's okay. So Nixon lived around the corner from me. But the thing is that Nixon practiced and practiced and studied, and he was so intense, and he built up the sweat on his face, and you could see it. You know, the first few seconds when you see someone, you really, that's when you have a formed opinion of that person. Kennedy went on vacation, was relaxed, and I think especially the women, they loved it. He looked so in charge. So before they even said anything, he was doing well. So your comment, and I was going to, you know, your comment about this, yes, Biden was very well rehearsed. He had all the numbers, and we were waiting for him to fumble a little bit, because when he talks too much and he's too casual, he does go into a place with the numbers. You know, he talks millions, and he doesn't make sense. And talking about the school he went to, the university he went to, whatever he did, there's a little bit half-truths to what he does say. That's true. But in general, when you're looking for the information, what we really did here was, you know, Biden really wants this, our country, to shut down. He wants to keep it shut down till after the election. But, you know, in reality, Spain was in lockdown. They had more people with the virus than Sweden did, and they were not in lockdown. And Spain is again increasing with that virus. So maybe the virus does need to live its time out and to just sort of dissipate, because that's where it seemed to be going. And Biden is talking about Trump as if he were the one that was at fault with the virus, that because of that, the economy went down and the pandemic was something to be blamed on Trump, as if he caused that. And that seems to be encompassing everything with Biden's take on Trump. In reality, Trump has done more in 47 months than Biden did in 47 years. He strengthened the military, the economy, more jobs, across the board. And Biden is blaming Trump again for African Americans being killed because of the rioting, when Biden is the one that defunded the police and called African Americans as super predators. Trump is doing better than any Republican with the black votes. And he has Florida, Texas, Ohio, Portland. Biden is afraid to say the words law enforcement. So who really is the one that is supporting all these rioters and not helping these Democratic states and these mayors and governors bring in the police? So I could go on, but I want Jimmy to talk because he always has so much.
I'm not going to let Jimmy talk until I say two things.
Oh,
number
right.
Number one, I think one of Biden's big gaffes is going to turn out to be Antifa is not an organization. I think that's going to hurt him very badly. And number two, I think the fact that he's I'm going to have to do some editing here, but I think the fact that that was a total misstatement on his part. And correct me if I'm wrong, Jimmy. Did Hunter Biden was he dishonorably discharged?
Yes, he was for cocaine usage. He was kicked out of the Navy. Yeah. So.
And Joe Biden said he was never dishonorably discharged. Jimmy, what's your impression? You got about three minutes, man. Here's the clock.
Yes. So my take is that nobody actually gained voters on this event tonight. I think that it was probably very uncomfortable for both. I think the format was bad. I was very, very disturbed at Chris Wallace as the moderator. The way the questions were poised and the timing for the questions seemed to be more aggressively toward anti-Trump. And I felt that that tipped the balance. And the other, but Donald Trump was fairly defensive because Joe Biden was making accusations and continually calling him a liar and making kind of wild accusations. So it was an uncomfortable debate overall. I don't think anybody walked away with some superior win out of it, but I think both sides' base are going to be the same. I do think that where Trump had a significant advantage was towards the end. I think the comment that you made about your friend saying that he's very worried about what Trump said about the ballots, I think that's a very serious concern. And there is ample evidence of fraud. It continues to come up every single day. There's more evidence of fraud in mail-in ballots and voting, especially with what's happened with Ilhan Omar in Minneapolis in the last 2 days and the videotaping of that. But in so many different areas in Texas, they've charged 134 charges against individuals. What happened in Virginia, what happened in Pennsylvania. There's a lot of problems in New York. So with Biden trying to protect that, I don't think that did him any good. And I think that people in the end will see not a big movement in the polls on either way from this. I do think in the end, it's going to be really those fundamental issues of law enforcement and security and the direction, the jobs, the economy, and not blaming, you know, I don't think many people actually blame Trump for COVID. And in fact, he's allowed local authorities to manage this. In some states, they have failed miserably, and others they've done very well. And I'll just end with this. We were just online today. My wife was online with family members that live in Switzerland, and they've been in school and open since April, yeah. And they have no issues. And we're far behind Europe in this, but
no,
of course, our media is not. Yeah. So
I want to get back to Frieder just for 1 second, but the one comment that I think is really important to say, you meant that you thought it was that Wallace was slanted a little bit anti-Trump. I didn't come up with that. I didn't come up with that impression at all. Specifically, what Chris Wallace said on Mr. Vice President, did you ever call any of the leaders of Portland or Seattle and weigh in on the anarchy that was going in there? And I would have to say that, I mean, I suppose that Biden's comment was okay. I mean, it's true. He's not an elected official. Why should he do that? But he is one of the most powerful politicians in the country, so I thought that his response was a little lacking there. Doc, what do you think?
You're absolutely right. You know, a crime is going up with Biden, and that will lose his radical left supporters if he supports this law and order. So he has a lot to protect as far as his voters are concerned. Here's the real issue. The real issue is none of this really matters because it's so political. Everything is so politically oriented. And, you know, I loved it when Biden said, shut up to Donald Trump. Did you remember that? That yeah. was the most part oh, yeah. that I had the most fun with. He said, shut up, man. And yeah. I liked it when he uses the word man, you know, man, which makes him, I guess, cool or something. And the whole thing was out of control. And my son sent me this little cartoon of this, you know, somebody, I guess Biden or somebody taking a jug of alcohol and saying, that's it, I give up. This whole thing is ridiculous. It's nonsense. I can't take it anymore. And that's what this whole thing was, like a free-for-all.
That's why I say Chris Wallace did not do a good job as a moderator.
He couldn't control it. And he just said, I'm talking. And the fact is that, you know, when Trump was talking, he was talking to Biden. He was talking about the facts as he saw it, as he knew it. Biden was not talking to Trump. He was talking to the camera. So it was a whole different feeling of not having a connection. As far as I'm concerned, he may as well have read his notes. It didn't really.
Yeah, and it looked like he'd actually prepared the response to those questions. So there's been accusations. Jerome Corsi said that he got the notes, and Chris Wallace opened it up, say no one got the notes. But he was very quick and very rehearsed with very specific answers to those questions, and that was very odd to me. It looked rehearsed.
Yes,
it looked
absolutely.
Prepared.
And not only that, he answered things that weren't asked of him.
Yes.
Because he wanted to make certain points.
Yes.
So he really wasn't on the program at all. He wasn't connecting. I felt it difficult for me to see this as a debate. I was looking forward to hear the points of views of each candidate. We didn't get that.
I don't think the two minute thing without an opportunity for rebuttal was
yes.
ridiculous. That was a huge mistake in that
course.
Format. And the other thing that I think was really a huge mistake for Biden was when Chris Wallace, and this is why I say he was a little bit biased, the environmental questions, and Joe Biden said that, you know, hey, it's my policy, and then, well, the Green New Deal is this, and then it's like, wait, no, I'm not for the Green New Deal. It was quite confusing.
I'm for the Biden deal.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, let me interrupt here by just saying one thing. And I'm not endorsing either one of them right now, but I am volunteering an awful lot of time, I would say, with McKinney, who's the chairman of the Re-Elect Trump Committee. And in terms of what Frieda thinks about President Trump, I almost have to cut her off because I think she's reading a pro-Trump commercial. You're pretty hot for the guy. But all I want to say is, you guys, what I think this whole thing really is going to boil down to is I think the anarchists, if they keep it up, what's going on right now up and down the West Coast, Minnesota, New York, etc., they're going to give the election to Trump because the Democrats are just not, they don't seem to be definitive in their answer about, not their answer, but their stance on this absolutely ridiculous violence. Jimmy, why don't you start and then Frieda, you just come on in.
So here's what I believe is going to happen. There's no excitement for the Biden-Harris ticket. There's no excitement. They don't have people coming to their events. There's not a lot of love for America in that party right now.
No.
And the people that they're looking for to motivate their base are those activists that are in these cities burning them down. They're not going to be real happy with Biden's performance tonight. So I really believe that there are not a lot of voters that are going to go out of their way in the millennial category and the young voters that are going to jump on the Biden ticket. I think a lot of other people that, you know, just loyal Democrats, you know, blind, whatever, they're going to support him. But I don't believe he's going to get the motivation. And I don't think he gained any points with them tonight. In fact, he probably lost with some of those groups because there's just a level of frustration of people who are like sick of the entire system. And I think the violence, the threats, the intimidation, the closing down of free speech, those issues are going to weigh very heavily on all voters' minds. And the vast majority of Americans would prefer to see a much more stable and civil future. And I don't think they're going to see it with that kind of intimidation from the left and the violence. So
no, I agree 100%. Frida, we got 2.5 minutes, and then we got to go. You got it. Close it up.
I agree with you, Jimmy. You're absolutely right. And what's with the African Americans? Who said that they're so much for Biden? It's not what I hear.
No.
It's not about the people we interview on our show with Al and I myself, for sure. So no, Trump is not a racist. And matter of fact, the African American population is too smart to fall for what Biden says as opposed to what he actually does. But with all this that we're talking about, this is what we really come down to. The ballots that we're voting on, they're going to be fraudulent. How can we count on this, no matter what is being said here? With Omar's group, they're paying people off to go and give them empty ballots. Did you hear about that one?
I mean, yeah.
It's really in a we're in a place where we're trying to make sense of it. We're trying to be honest. We're trying to see which party stands for what. We're pretty secure about what Trump stands for, but Biden is two-faced. He says one thing, he does something else. Socialism, no, he's not for socialism, but he's trying to get Bernie's votes. What does that mean if he gets Bernie's votes? Is he going to follow through with some of this? Of course, just the Democratic Party, they were afraid that anyone who stood up for socialism would not get the votes. So they got Biden in there, who really, we're all waiting to see if he's going to, you know, blumbering Biden is what I call him. We're waiting. But, you know, we have two more debates to go and to see. So this is a little bit unnerving, to say the least, because we need to be able to trust our candidates to tell the truth. And right now, that does not seem to be the case with Biden.
Well, Dr. Birnbaum, let's see what happens. I'll be looking forward to the next couple of debates. Jimmy, I kind of agree with you. I don't think anything happened today to say. What do you guys out there think?